I want a nice lawn. I even followed a lawn care program for a couple of weeks once. But lawn care is a drag on my passion for growing produce. Growing things I can actually get out of my efforts and that taste delicious or more fun. Cutting grass is a drag because it's something I do so the neighbors don't get angry at me for not doing it. This is episode 132 of ToDoListHome.com. Fall Lawn Care, the cheap and easy way. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do for a better life. Lawns aren't natural, and typical American lawn upkeep requires unnatural methods. Green grass looks pretty in pictures and might be part of so-called curb appeal, but what does it really do? You can't eat grass, and I never see anyone laying in their front lawns or even playing on them. Thus, I want to be a subversive to the unnatural chemical lawn care system. It's not sustainable, wastes too much water, and it's harmful to my honeybees and produce. However, I'm not happy with the bare spots that have been opening up or some of the weeds in the front lawn. The honeybees and I love the dandelions, but hate the crabgrass. I tried to aerate part of the lawn, but my son and daughter were not effective enough to make a difference with just a yard fork. So I reread Organic Lawn Care for the Cheap and Lazy on RichSoil.com by Paul Wheaton and took the time to implement some of the recommendations. Aeration of the yard was not required. Just a 25-pound bag of Ringer All-Natural Lawn Restore Fertilizer and some Scott's Turf Builder Tall Fescue Grass Seed. I made a hand shaker from an old coffee container, and I was on my way to making a greener and thicker lawn without destroying the dandelions. I applied the fertilizer, then later some grass seed, and another application of fertilizer. All three applications were separated by a couple of weeks, which were timed with the recent rains. The bare spots were patched up with thatching of the areas, and then covered with fresh soil, grass seed, and straw. In the areas that were really bad, I sowed a lot of white Dutch clover to help restore nutrients to the soil. I also got the colorful idea of planting crocuses throughout the front lawn along with daffodils and tulips along the borders to add beautiful colors for the early part of spring. We'll see how well they grow. I'll apply the Ringer fertilizer again in the spring, and if all goes well, I'll have a better looking lawn without the toil and cost of doing it the traditional way. Go to todolisthome.com for more things to do for a better life, and while you're there, get your free copy of 3 Things to Do for a Better Life. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.